Hi there, it is Dave Lee for the James Hauntless here again on Sunday the 17th of February 2019. And I was a bit late to get up, catch up on this news, but it was that Bond 25, the release of Bond 25 has been delayed until 8th of April 2020. Now it's just before Easter. So I don't want to talk about that today. I'll cover that tomorrow in a bit more detail, because today I'm going to do the last story in For Your Eyes Only. And that is called the Hildebrand Rarity. And it's like Risiko, it hasn't actually been used as the title of a Bond film. And I think it's pretty unlikely that it will. If you noticed in Spectre, though, the name Hildebrand was used as the safe house that M, Moneypenny, and Q went to, and where they met Bond and Madeline. And it starts out, it's probably one of the themes of the book, is Bond between missions, because it finds 007 in the Seychelles after he's completed a mission out there, and he's waiting for the next boat to get him back to I can't remember if it's supposed to go to Madagascar before he flies home or something like that. And so he's just killing time a week. And he's snorkeling, and yeah, it's lovely. It's in the Indian Ocean, so you know, beautiful weather, nice warm water. He's watching I think it's a manta ray that he's watching. And because he's killing time, somebody knows there gets him involved with an expedition he thinks he might be interested in, which is using his skills as a snorkeler to find the famed Hildebrand rarity, which is a type of very, very rare fish. And so the person organising the expedition is one Milton Crest. You may be familiar with that name. And he's got this huge boat, which he has under the Crest Foundation. It's but it's a tax, some kind of tax dodge or something like that. And so they go off hunting for this fish, which Bond actually does find. But it's an interesting story, although I think probably it's not the story I would have ended the collection on, because it's not a typical Bond story. I think I would have swapped it round with Risiko to an end with Risiko, which is more traditionally more a traditional Bond, but there you go. And it actually ends with a kind of unsolved murder mystery. And you know, you may guess who done it or not. It's not actually clear. You think there's a good chance, you know, but it could be somebody else too. It's not Bond though. And so, you know, it's another interesting take on Bond. Ian Fleming visited the Seychelles for a bit of time, so he was writing it from a first-hand experience of visiting there, and it brings out some of his ecological concerns as well. So those are the five stories in You Only Live Twice. No, not You Only Live Twice, For Your Eyes Only, I mean. And it's a great book. I really love the Bond short stories, some of them in particular. So tomorrow I will talk about the Bond 25 news, but later in the week I'll go to Octopussy in the Living Daylights. There are now four stories in that, so we've got a few more days of that to come. Okay, so jameshorndossier.com/listen or /watch, or you can watch it on Instagram TV. That's all for now. I will be back tomorrow, I imagine. Okay, see you then.